David Calderon, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. Hello.
You've been providing one music-rich Conexión Latina over the Northeast Indiana Public Airwaves for 16 years now. Congratulations. 16 years,
yeah. Thank you. I'm so happy for that. Yeah.
Okay, so when did your passion for radio begin?
Well, that happened long time ago, just when I was about 10 years. I fell in love with the radio for the music. And also at that time was because, how do you call it, radio theater? Those dramas on radio, I get in love.
Oh, indeed, then, radio drama, yes.
Yeah. And I started seeing myself in the future in a radio station.
That was a good look forward. Yeah. And also, you were born in, and at that time we're speaking of now, you lived in El Salvador.
The tiny country in Central America, in Latin America.
A lovely area and culture.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was some of the early radio that you did back in El Salvador?
I started in La Pantera, which is the Panther, was pop rock music at that time. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a Catholic radio, Radio Pax. Remember at that time, everything was AM. So I started doing all those stuff in that time that we call just DJ. Playing music, jogging the music, announcing the music, sending greetings, blah, blah, blah. Here are the Bee Gees, now Chicago and Alice Cooper and blah, blah, blah. Also, remember? Pop rock, disco.
So whatever it was and whatever the current trend was, you were slinging it out there over the airwaves.
The fashion at that time.
Great. When did you settle in Fort Wayne then?
I came to the United States, Fort Wayne, in 1999. And it's a crazy story because I never thought that I going to come to Fort Wayne. All my family started coming to the United States in the early in the 70s. They went to California. But I am a big reader, and I start reading, and I know big countries, and I say, I don't want to live in big countries. And I tell my mom, well, I'm going to go to the United States, but I don't want to live in New York. I don't want to live in Los Angeles. I don't want to live in California. And she start looking a place, and she get in here. She told me one day, hey, I have a place that maybe you would like. Yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fort Wayne, Indiana, what is that? I know it about Indiana, just Indianapolis 500. And I say myself, Indiana Jones. Has to do something, Indiana Jones. No, and when I get in here, I fall in love. I love Fort Wayne.
I am so happy that you found us.
And I love Indiana.
Yes, they don't call it the heartland for nothing, do they?
Yeah.
So you do Conexión Latina every week on Sunday evenings, as a matter of fact. In your mind, what does Conexión Latina connect?
Basically, is that. It's connect Latin people, because when I came to the United States, there was nothing in Spanish. Even if we have at that time one, two little stores in Fort Wayne, there was not a lot of people. And my passion is the radio. So I say, well, we need at least a little space to play some Latin music to get to Latin people connected. So I'm trying to connect people.
You connect a lot of non-Latin people with this wonderful music. Is that exciting when you get people listening to your show that don't speak Spanish?
Yeah, I love that, because even if I know that I have a kind of Latin people listen this show every Sunday, I love the fact that many, we call it in Spanish, the captive audience, the NIPR audience, they listen to me. And I love when I found some of those people and say, hey, you know, I listen to your show every Sunday. I don't understand what you're talking about, but I enjoy the music. And I said, that's my point.
And music
that's
is a wonderful universal connector.
Yeah.
You also do La Hora de la Amistad at Radio Unica and show for WELT through Allen County Public Library. How do these compare with Conexión Latina? Same purpose, same share of music?
Well, in WELT, or WELT, is almost the same as a Conexión Latina, because that show, like this show, are my show. Mm-hmm. I decide what I'm going to do. And then I invite you to talk to some topic, Latin, or some service for the community, and I play the music that I want to propose my audience. I try to promote different kind of music from everywhere in Latin America. But La Hora de la Amistad is different because it's not my show. La Hora de la Amistad is a show from my community of faith. So what I do is I am the announcer, but there are two more people that decide what is going to happen in that show every Sunday, because it's from my community of faith. But I enjoy it too. Yeah.
I think if it says radio on it, you enjoy doing it.
Anytime I am in the radio station, I'm happy.
And it shows on the over the airwaves. Yeah, that is for sure. Do you have a favorite genre of music?
Basically, yes. I am from the 70s, so I am for those kind of people with rock, good rock, in English and in Spanish. But also, I'm learning to enjoy any kind of music from the 23, 24 countries in Latin America. From Paraguay, from Mexico, from Cuba, from Puerto Rico, from Spain or Brazil. I enjoy.
And all different.
You know, there is a kind of music that I learned just hearing an IPR to identify as spiritual edification. But I sing all the music edificate your spirit. Some musician from Cuba said just there are two kinds of music, the good and the bad. And I like the good music.
Yeah. That's a wonderful way to put it.
I love.
And it's a wonderful thing to share, which I think that you prove that you share. Do share that. Very, very good. Do you play a musical instrument?
Some. It's one of my big frustrations. My dream was to become a big musician. I start playing piano, I start playing guitar, and I start playing wind instruments. But there was a war in my country late on the 70s and the 80s, and I get involved in that. So I also stopped studying. I just tried to go twice to college, and I can. So now I'm here.
And so you shifted gears, you got here, you like it all, and radio seems a perfect medium for you to share that on.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
For you.
It's my dream, I can say it's my American dream that I can reach. But it's okay, because when I decide to come to the United States, I did basically for my daughters. I want some better future for them. If I have the chance to go to the United States to build a better future for them, that's my main concern. So that's why it made me happy right now, because I don't work in a radio station. I don't do theater. I don't do music. I work hard as any people in the United States. I work in a big warehouse cleaning. But I have right now two daughters out of college. One is getting ready to take her master's degree, and my youngest is ready to go into college. So my first concern is my family.
Well, sounds like it's a reciprocal thing you do for your family, and then all of this comes back for you, and that includes your radio.
Because those three shows fill my spirit. I'm so happy, even if I don't get any penny on making radio shows or participating with the community sometimes as a MC. Mm-hmm. So that made me happy.
And that's what it's all about, and it makes them happy, too. You have to think of that whole big picture.
I hope so,
definitely. Okay, David, what do you do when you're not doing radio or family?
Working.
Is there
and
any
sleeping.
Other time?
Okay. Working and sleeping. I work basically 50 hours in my job, and when I know I'm on a radio station in my job, I try to get rest, to see a good movie, to read a good book, to cook a good Latin delicious food for me and for my family.
Good for you, and you do have a lovely family. And it sounds like you, through your own hard work and your own dedication and generosity, because all of the things we are talking about are volunteer positions for you.
Yeah.
You've got a wonderful dream. Happens to be in America, but I think it's a Calderon dream.
Yeah, maybe it's not too late. I am 55 years old. Maybe in 5 years, maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking to live close to 90 years, so...
Good for you. Good. All right. Well, I don't know if I'll be here to hold you to that, but I hope somebody will. Bottom line, what do you hope your listeners get from the Conexión Latina that you put out there?
That they enjoy all the time Latin music, basically because I'm trying to be inclusive. Some people think that when you speak Spanish or you are a little brown, you are from Mexico. Mexico is the big Mesoamerican brother. From Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Panama, almost 7 countries in Central America. But then we have down there more than 15 old countries that speak Spanish. One of them speak Portuguese. And we are all the same, but we are all different. And we are Latin. And every of those countries has different expression in music that is beautiful, that I enjoy. And that's one of my pleasures. When the people enjoy that, that's for me, I don't know, a big dream make it.
That's a really good way to put it. Okay, what do you get from sharing Conexión Latina?
The big satisfaction, you say? The big satisfaction to do something by thinking on my people, because on my people, on my community. That includes English-speaking listeners, because sometimes I'm trying to include them with, for example, bilingual music, that they can enjoy it, what we're talking about, and also serving our community by bringing some leadership, some people from the community to talk about topics that can be interesting for my community, because we have a lack of those on the radio in Fort Wayne, and the Latin community is growing. When I came to Fort Wayne, they say we were about 2,000. Now we are more than 30,000. So that's I get.
Yes, it is. And you're helping it all out. Good for you.
I'm trying to do. Yeah.
David Calderon is producer host of WBOI's Conexión Latina, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
David, thank you so much for making time for us today, and to keep that Conexión Latina going strong, please.
No, thank you, Julia, for inviting me and for share a little of my story. That was nice.